I'll tell you what is coming in the next lesson. I'll quickly finish it because nothing much to understand here. See, he only wants to say how if people are gross-minded, even if they go, when they hear about the announcement, yeah, you get this, you get this, then they go in search of that thing. But they have no patience. They don't even wait for the teacher to complete the teaching. Some announcement is made, and they don't even wait. Half-baked, they come back. And not only they have wrong understanding, they also teach other people wrong teaching. And that is why even today we have asuraha. Who are the asuraha? Let me tell you. I explained this word in Gita class also. Asuhu means breath, isn't it? Asuraha means asushu ramate iti asuraha. Asushu ramate iti asuraha. One who revels. No, only the living beings can have what? Enjoy pleasures. The non-living things don't enjoy pleasures, isn't it? Therefore, here we say, the living beings, those who are interested only in the enjoyment of pleasures, those who revel in the enjoyment of pleasures, and for them, enjoyment of pleasures is the ultimate goal. There's no dharma, is not the goal, moksha is not the purusharta for them. Only enjoyment of pleasures is goal. Which means they will do even wrong things for the sake of enjoying their pleasures. That people are called asuraha. Why? If the body, if people's understanding only the body is everything for them, then they'll all be asuraha only. For them, enjoyment of pleasures is the only thing, goal in life, nothing else. They cannot aspire for something greater things. That is the meaning, he says. Now next, what happens? Having heard this announcement of, second announcement of Prajapati, Indra thinks, why is this person again make announcement? Whoever leaves his place without having discovered Atma, and they will be the losers, they will be the defeated people. The teachers made announcement. Maybe this is a hint. He was a little frightened. Why? He did not want to be the loser. He did not want to be the defeated person. He had the fear of not, isn't it? He had the fear of wanting not to become the loser. So he stayed back. He wanted to make sure, let me see that whether I have understood correctly. He had a doubt. And Indra was okay. So Indra stayed back. Now look at this now. Atha Indraha aprapyaiva devan yetad bhayam dadarsha yathaiva khalu ayam asmin charire sadhvalankrute sadhvalankruto bhavati suvasane suvasanaha parishkrute parishkrutaha evam eva ayam asmin andhe andaha bhavati srame sramaha parivrikrine parivrikne parivriknaha asyaiva sharirasya nasham anveshaha nashyati nahamatra bhogyam pashyami iti. Now Indra thinks. Indra is a thinker. Now Virochana was a non-thinker. Indra is a thinker. So now what he says, Indraha devan aprapyeva. Indraha did not go back to devas. He stayed back. And then yetad bhayam dadarsha. He had this fear. What? Yathaiva khalu ayam he understands asmin sharire sadhu alankrite alankritaha bhavati. If the body is well decorated, the reflection also looks well decorated. Suvasane, well dressed, reflection also is well dressed. Parishkrite, if it is refined, it also looks refined. Yevameva, I am asminna andhe. Suppose there is a blind, the person is blind, if the picture also, the reflection also will be reflection of the blind only, blind person. Srame sramaha, is it? Suppose if the person looks dirty with sneezing and all that, the picture also will be sneezing and all that. Parivrikne parivriknaha. Suppose if it's a lame person, any defect in the body, the reflection also will reflect the same defect in the body. Therefore, sharirasya nasham anu eshaha nashyati. Suppose the body perishes, the reflection also will perish. Isn't it? Therefore, atra bhogyam na pashyami iti. Therefore, I do not, atra bhogyam na pashya, bhogyam here means a phalam. By taking this reflection as the atma, I do not see any benefit. Why? When the reflection perishes, the body perishes. Whatever, however the body looks, exactly the reflection looks. So the reflection cannot be the atma. Second thing, the body also cannot be the atma. So here in this first lesson, Indra negates the gross physical body being not the atma. Negation of the Vishwa, negation of the gross body being not the atma. Isn't it? Gross body is not the atma, he understands. He is very clear, gross body is not the atma. Now what is atma now? Again he approaches Prajapati. Look at this. Saha samitpanihi punareyaya tamha Prajapati ruvacha. So this again Indra went to see Prajapati Samitpanihi with an offering. Then Tamha Prajapati Uvacha. Prajapati is asking now, Magavan Yat Yatricha Antahridayaha Pravrajihi. What have you come here for again? Keeping what in your mind have you come here? What is that? No, he says, Magavan Yachanta Hridayaha Pravrajihi Sardham Virochanena Kimichan Punaraga Punaragamaha Iti. Okay, I thought you have gone with Virochana. You have not gone, you have come back. Virochana has gone. You both went together with Virochana. You have come back now. So, keeping in your mind, you have come here. What do you think? What do you, discerning what have you come back here? Iti. Now, Indra is answering. Saho vacha. Yathaiva khalu. Ayam. Bhagavaha. Asmin charire. Now, please, I'm not going to explain this in a way. Very same, he is going to repeat it. Sadhvalankrite. Sadhvalankritaha. Bhavati. Suvasane. Suvasanaha. Parishkrite. Parishkritaha. Yevameva. Ayam. Asmin. Andhe. Andaha. Bhavati. Srame sramaha parish parivrikne parivriknaha asya eva sharirasya nasham anveshaha nashyati nahamatra bhogyam pashyami iti. See, we can quickly finish it. I'm not going to repeat the same thing. He repeats like a thing. Exactly. Now, because Prajapati asked, "Hey Indra, why have you come back? You went with your Virochana. You have come back now. What made you come back here? He repeats. He repeats same thing. He repeats nothing much here. I don't need to repeat it, isn't it? Don't need to repeat. We just go ahead. Evameshaha. Evameva. Yeshaha. Maghavan. Itiha uvacha. Tam. Tveva. Te. Bhuyonu vyakhyasyam. Vasa. Aparani dvatrigamshatam varshani. Aparani. Dvatrigamshatam varshani iti saha aparani dvatrigamshatam varshani uvasa iti tasmai hovacha. Now what happened? He repeated like a parrot. Same thing he repeated. Why he has come back. Which means Indra made it very clear that he negated the body. By taking the body as the Atma, I do not find any benefit. There is no phalam in this. There is no benefit. And he says, therefore he expressed, I have come back to you now. That's the meaning. Okay, now you come back. You want to know that now. Again, you live for another 32 years in my ashram. See, don't laugh here. 32 years are like 32 days, okay? Wait for one more month. You'll come back and teach means what? Exactly like that. 32 years for us is 32 days for devas. So he says, another 32 years, you live in my ashram. Then I'll teach you. Aparani. Oh, he may say, no, I've already lived 32 years. No. Another 32 years. Aparani dvatrigamshatam varshani. May you live here. Iti. Sriti Rao Mahakandaha. 9th section is over.